pray with me now. Receive, O God, the work of your Spirit. Knit it into our lives that in our hearing and in our receiving we might truly believe that Christ is raised from the dead and lives to reign with you both now and forever in the majesty of his name. Amen. The ushers just wanted to give the choir complete attention. Thank you for helping them do that. You'll also want to note that this morning, in the midst of this service, to be very honest, there is really only one way to describe the resurrection power, and that's with brass instruments. So thank you. There is in our life's journey, as we've been in these last 6 weeks, centered on giving up, a variety of challenges that have spoken to our hearts, of giving up control when we would rather dictate all that happens in our life, of giving up expectation, which leads to entitlement, which allows us to then give up and to celebrate all that God has done. Maybe some of you have given up some things in this Holy Week experience or throughout the 6 weeks of Lent. And this morning when you opened your underwear drawer, there was that chocolate bar that you've been saving. And before you even got dressed, you snapped it open and said, "Christ is risen indeed." Or maybe you sipped that coffee for the first time in 6 weeks and that adrenaline rush is back among you. Oh, we can give up so many things. But this morning, the message of the gospel writer is that we might give up death. Benjamin Franklin once replied, "There are two things that are certain, death and taxes. This week you've had them both." If you, like me, waited to the last minute, you stood in line on Monday and you mailed your taxes as appropriate on April the 15th. And now this morning, you're here because somehow we believe that death is a message. Death can be a powerful force in the world, but the life of Jesus Christ is something far greater. Did you hear how the gospel writer Luke said that when the women experienced the power of the empty tomb and they came back and reported to the disciples, his followers, his closest friends, they believed it was but an idle tale? What? Do you come this morning merely believing it's an idle tale? That death still has some great power and influence over us, much like taxes would do? Oh, you and I must understand. Just as Peter ran and looked into the tomb and went home amazed at what had happened, you and I begin to get a glimpse. Here, Peter in the book of Acts continues now to proclaim the power of the message that for you and me, God shows no partiality among the nations, but that God had sent Jesus Christ into the world. Some of us in the life that we've lived have been so trapped by death, it continues to have an unbelievable power over us. For death somehow continues to speak and to control and influence us and to cause us to think of all things we believe as but an idle tale. Yet here in this moment, Peter and the others are bearing witness to this resurrected Christ who ate with them following the resurrection, who shared with them the power of the message that we are to go to the ends of the earth proclaiming forgiveness, not condemnation. Death represents condemnation. Life in Christ is new hope and new beginning. At 1054, we in the Christian church lost part of the power of the message of the gospel. Some of you weren't there then, so let me remind you what happened. There was a division between the church in the West and the church in the East, the Eastern Orthodox Church, and the West, the Roman Catholic Church. In 1054, it decided that they no longer could continue to practice under each the power of the gospel, so they would go in different expressions. We in the West, often influenced by that tradition, find that the resurrection of Jesus is typically bound into his individual proclamation that the tomb is empty and he is risen indeed. The Eastern Orthodox tradition, however, carried part of the value of the message with us that we in the West should reclaim today. For all too often, the church spends much time dealing with death and condemnation. But Peter said, those who believe are given the forgiveness of sins, the new life in Jesus, the reconciliation and the proclamation, we are no longer who we once were, but we are now God's children, raised from the dead into life. Every time I visit a casket, any time I behold cremains, I look at the mystery of death and I ponder it, and it's easy to be captured by it, to touch the lifeless form of the one we loved and no longer see its animation. But I have to tell you, every time I visit a casket, I reach out to that lifeless hand and I mark on it the sign of the cross. And I know that death does not have dominion. This one that I've loved is not cast into the soil and forgotten. This one who is Christ's child is raised to new life. And it is not an idle tale. A preschooler, when hearing the story of the resurrection of Jesus and his death on the cross, simply said, "Oh, Jesus isn't dead, he's merely sleeping." Is that your Jesus? Merely sleeping? Someone who does not take the authority to say, "Oh death, where is thy sting? Oh grave, where is thy victory?" No, Jesus Christ is, as the Eastern Orthodox remember, raised from the dead. And they hold three key traditions of this morning. Maybe you've heard somebody in judgment and in death look at another created being and say to them, "You know, you're going to hell by how you're living." Well, understand, the Eastern Orthodox believe that if you're in hell on Easter, it's the day Jesus visits you there. Hell is defeated. Those who are trapped there are released, and all of God's creation are gathered into Christ Jesus, redeemed by the cross, not condemned to death, not forsaken from God, but reconciled back to the wholeness of God. Would it not be wise for us as Christians today to remember our unity once as a church? We are not divided among opinion or thought. We are raised to newness of life because of Jesus Christ our Lord. The hope and the victory that is ours is in Jesus. The power over death is not to condemn, but to offer forgiveness, to proclaim life. For he is not dead. He is risen, as he said. Thanks be to God. Amen.